Lord Tweedsmuir's Grade 8 football Panthers put in a «valiant» effort, but ultimately came up short in their league championship game, says Walter Van Halst. The Panthers lost to the Vancouver College Fighting Irish in the title game 14-6 November 25 at BC Place. According to Van Halst, the Tweedy football program equipment manager and a teacher at the school, Vancouver College built an impregnable wall on defense that Tweedy could not overcome. Despite the loss, it was a successful season for the Grade 8s, allying with both the JV and senior varsity teams, noted Van Halst. Grade 8s. After a valiant, but tough loss for the Grade 8s, the season for all three of the school's gridiron squads came to a close, Van Halst explained. Along the way were fantastic moments, both individually and for the school's entire program. Frank Policelli, Grade 8 head coach, praised his players and assistant coaches for a fantastic season with a lot of new players who came a long way. Policelli, a 30-year football coach, in community, high school, and junior football programs, said while losing the final was hard to swallow, he was appreciative of the boys' efforts. These players should be proud of what they have achieved, said Policelli. They have a tremendous amount of skill. He said QB Jordan Thiessen and running back TJ Houdin had great seasons and helped launch the Grade 8s into the final, but it was more of a team effort than any one individual that contributed to Tweedy's success. It's only possible to win in football with depth and commitment from an entire team, and these boys gave that all year long. Prab Bal, an assistant coach with the Vancouver College Grade 8s, and CEO of Cloverdale's Lotus Terminals, said head coach Matt Esau deserved a lot of the credit for preparing the kids for football. He's been head coach for a few years and has a system in place that everyone believes in, noted Bal. And it all came together for the championship game. Bal added Tweedy's toughness really taught college a lot this year. Tweedy beat VC the first two times the squads met, first in exhibition and then in regular season, before they beat them in the final. In the regular season game, they really roughed us up, explained Bal. It kind of woke up the team and our boys showed up to play for the rest of the season. After that 18-7 loss to Tweedsmuir, college beat Notre Dame twice in a row by identical scorelines, 20-12, first at VC to end the regular season and then at Notre Dame in a playoff road game. Bal said college's defense played outstanding in the final, as they didn't give up 1 point. Tweedsmuir's only score of the game came on special teams when Panther return man Jaden Lord zig and zagged his way 60 yards to the house after a college punt. The defense as a whole was just strong, noted Bal. We actually talked about it after the game. Nobody stood out more than others because everyone played as a unit. Bal said college running back Rogan Bromley, from White Rock, was named the game's MVP, while Carlos Dacklin was awarded the honor of best lineman. Junior varsity. In terms of the other Tweedy squads, Van Halst said both programs built on last year and, ultimately, both can claim success in a great year of high school football. Jay Roberts, junior varsity head coach, was proud of his team's battle and compete level all season. The squad was undefeated until their playoff semifinal loss to the South Delta Sun Devils 24-14 on November 23. Although we came up short of our overall goal to win a provincial championship, we still had a fantastic season with spectacular play from our grade 9s and incredible leadership from our grade 10s, Robert said. He noted the Panthers' JV running back tandem of Peyton Mansfield and Jaron Heronin was electric all season. He said receivers and defensive backs Matthew Reed and Logan Wager were always dangerous, two-way players. And he said quarterback Chase Thurston was a dual threat as a running and passing pivot over the course of the year. Our linemen were perhaps our biggest asset both literally and figuratively, added Roberts. So the future for these JV players looks bright. Senior varsity. Mike Carter, senior varsity assistant coach, and one of seven LT alumni giving back their time to their school's football program, quantified the season's success with the placement of each of the program's teams after regular season and playoffs. Our three teams had a higher finish than they did the year before, noted Carter. There were many individual and team highlights throughout the season, including the massive crowd which stormed the field to celebrate the Panthers' Friday Night Lights victory over the Sequom Seahawks and the Senior Night victory over the Kelowna Owls. Carter said some highlights for him include seeing running back and defensive end Jackson, the real deal, Allen be named most outstanding player in BC and named to the provincial all-star team. The real deal smashed the school's all-time sack record by 9 sacks this year. Hitting 24 for the season, Allen eclipsed the previous mark of 15, set by Hayden Hamilton in 2015. Carter also enjoyed seeing fellow provincial all-star quarterback and two-way player Jack Roberts be named most outstanding player in grade 11. He also highlighted the two-way play of fullback and linebacker Eid, the Nigerian nightmare, Amios, who set an all-time school record with 166 tackles, lifetime, and 81 on the season. The nightmare broke 08 grad Frankie Schubert's 2006-2007 record of 155. Carter also mentioned DB Tyson Galley, who tied the all-time school record with 6 interceptions with 4 other players. He also finished with 822 career receiving yards, enough to put him second on Tweedy's all-time list, just behind 2008 grad and LT coach Kyle Miller, who played in the CFL with Hamilton. Carter noted Tweedmuir's football program is entering its 20th year and is becoming more alumni-driven. He said the real benefits of football keep giving long after the players leave the field. From playing other sports, to doing well in school, or being a good person in life, football offers life lessons for kids about not giving up, about always giving your all, and about working with others toward achieving a common goal. Whatever else you do in life, you will never regret giving 100%.